Democrat High Camp pretty much suspended campaign after outing sexual assault victims. By Kyle Morris on October 22, 2018. In a recent interview, Democrat Senator Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota claims she pretty much suspended her campaign after outing victims of sexual assault without their consent. When Heitkamp was asked by anchor Chris Berg of KX4 in West Dakota Fox if she considered suspending her campaign for a couple of days to get to the bottom of the issue, Heitkamp responded, "I think I pretty much did. We pretty much went into full-on let's deal with this." So a number of campaign activities were canceled as a result of this, Heitkamp added. Nearly 1 week after Heidi Heitkamp outed victims of sexual assault without their consent, she is still not being truthful, said North Dakota Republican Party Communications Director Jake Wilkins. Many victims said this horrible tragedy ruined their lives. Yet Heidi Heitkamp is dead set on continuing to lie to them and to the people of North Dakota. Last week, Senator Heitkamp ran an open letter to her Republican opponent, Representative Kevin Cramer. Included in the letter were 120 names, some of which were included without their permission. The day after it was reported that Heitkamp outed the victims of sexual assault, Showtime's The Circus filmed her campaigning once again. She also released a campaign ad the following day in an attempt to smear Kevin Cramer on healthcare, immigration, and, inexplicably, women. A new poll from KVLY. Fire and Strategic Research Associates shows Republican Kevin Cramer leading Democrat incumbent Heidi Heitkamp by 16 percentage points. Of the 650 likely North Dakota voters, 56% say they intend to vote for Cramer, while only 40% toss support to Heitkamp. The poll listed was conducted by Strategic Research Associates, LLC, based in Austin, Texas. A total of 650 likely voters were surveyed between October 12 to 19, 2018. Determination of the likely voter sample was based on past vote history. Respondents were contacted by live interviewers, with 50% of calls completed on a landline telephone and 50% completed over a cellular telephone. The final results are weighted based on analysis of available electoral and commercial data. The margin of error for the complete sample is plus/minus 3.84 percentage points, with higher margins of error for any subgroup.